Endor. Chapter 39, in which we finally come to a nice place. Ah, the forest moon of Endor. At last. Think what it's been like for our heroes. That endless desert on Tatooine. Then the stinking lair of Jabba. For Luke, there was a brief visit to a swamp, all mud and muck, no sunlight. And the rest of the time has been spent on various Rebel spaceships.
And let's face it, the Rebels can barely keep those things flying.
There is no time or money to spend on interior decorating. And that Imperial shuttle may look nice from the outside, but inside, it has been trashed by the countless sweaty stormtroopers it has hauled around. It reeks of stale sweat, and every surface is covered in TK numbers scratched by bored troopers. Stormtroopers are real people, or at least they were once, before they joined or were forced to join the Empire. Now their identities are stripped away, and they are known only by their TK numbers. TK-421, for example. So think how wonderful it is for our heroes to tumble out of that junker and breathe in the air of Endor's moon. Air purified by 100 billion trees. It's hard for residents of developed worlds to wrap their heads around a planet covered in trees. They may know what a forest is like because they have taken a road or a path through a forest. But at some point, they came out on the other side. On this moon, the paths, there are no roads, don't come out on the other side. There is no other side. There are a few clearings here and there, and those clearings are covered in grass. Grass! How long has it been since any of our heroes has seen a blade of grass? Oh, what a wonderful place, listener. Maybe the best place left in the galaxy. Which, of course, means the Empire couldn't resist stomping on it with a big, ugly boot. The shield generator could have been built in any of thousands of desolate, lifeless planetary systems, but the Emperor himself picked this spot from several suggested by Imperial engineers. The engineers liked the idea of burning up the moon's resources to fuel the shield, and the Emperor liked the idea of crushing something beautiful. Deep in the official report on the generator site was a mention that the moon was inhabited by a primitive species called Ewoks. It included a hologram of one of these creatures, small, short, hairy, with big eyes. They could be a nuisance, warned one engineer. The Emperor waved the whole species aside impatiently. What does he care about some overgrown rodents? Prod them underfoot and get to work. Ah, but Palpatine, maybe you should have taken a closer look.